Blog Talk Radio.
Holy One, we lift your name on high. Sovereign Lord, Creator, Source of Life, to the hill of the Lord we ascend. Bowing now down before you, we enter in, singing, there is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. His name is powerful, His name is glorious. There is no God quite like our God. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. His name is powerful, His name is glorious, there is no God quite like our God.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. There is no God like our God. If you believe that, you ought to say amen. I believe it. I believe it. Thank God. There is no God like our God. I pray that you are having a great morning and you're ready for a great day. It's Friday. The week, well, the work week anyway, is over. It's just going very fast. I don't know if you feel like I do, but I feel like days are going so quickly. I wish they'd slow down. Amen. But I'm thanking God for another day. This is the day that He has made. I'm just thanking Him for another day. We shall rejoice and just be glad in the day. Take everything that God has given us in this day and just rejoice in it. Rejoice with it. Amen. 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 This Sunday is our joint service. It's our joint service. So we'll have one service at Spring Creek on communion. We will serve communion. Amen. I pray that you are there with us. You are with us. And that you are able to share in that moment and with us as a church. So don't forget that you have to fall back in your clock. You have to set your clock back 1 hour. Before you go to bed. So I said, I guess that means that we gain an hour of sleep or an hour. As you know, most of us, just be honest, we don't gain an hour. We actually go past that hour, and so we wind up, you know, losing an additional hour because we're just going to stay up later. I don't know about you, but I'm going to try to benefit from that extra hour of sleep. So don't forget to do that Sunday before you go to bed. You set the clock back 1 hour. Set your clock back 1 hour. Amen. So we'll see you on Sunday. Thank God. Amen. I want to talk with you about a subject that all of us have experienced. All of us know something about. All of us know something about this subject, and it is disappointment. It is dealing with it, recognizing what it is. Everybody, no matter who you are, no matter how much you love the Lord, or no matter how many scriptures you read, quote, no matter how often you pray and fast, you will and you have experienced disappointment where you were believing for one thing and got something else, or you thought this would happen, but that came up, or you were working to achieve something and was not able to achieve that thing. Disappointment. We see it. We have it in our friends. We have it in our family. We have it in our church. We have it in our jobs. Everywhere we are, we experience disappointment. And there's no way around it. The question is, what are you going to do? How do you deal with it? What do you do with it when it happens? Because it will happen. Nobody gets away from life without having some disappointment in your life. What do you do when you experience it? If you're not careful, if you don't find a way to deal with it, to move out of it, you will find yourself, we will find ourselves in a perpetual state or perpetual feeling of disappointment, perpetual feeling of disappointment where it just one right after another. Oh my goodness, this happened. Oh my gosh, why did this happen? Then you turn around and this, and then you feel like before you know it, you will feel like nothing works in my life. Nothing goes right. No doors are opening because disappointment carries with it a very heavy burden. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves wrapped up in disappointment so much that we won't be able to see what God is doing. But if you're going to make it out of disappointment, if we're going to make it out of it, we're going to have to begin speaking the things that God has already brought about in your life. Disappointment wants us to see only it. Disappointment is like a overbearing boyfriend or overbearing girlfriend or insecure boyfriend or girlfriend. All they want you to do is see them. They want you to see them and be with them. They don't want you to be with anybody else. They don't want you to talk to anybody else. By the way, that is dysfunctional, and that, you know, that should not be happening. Can't be in a relationship with people who want you to only see them, be with them, have no relationships outside of them. You know, that is dysfunctional. So just wanted to add that in there for you. But disappointment only wants to be recognized by you. They just see me. Don't be involved with nothing else, nobody else. And if you're not careful, your eyes will get so focused on whatever did not go right that you will not be able to see all the things that have gone right. When we are disappointed with people, we don't remember anything they have done that's good as a norm. And so if we're going to come out of that, we have to remember the things that did happen. Remember the good that did happen. Remember the doors that did open. If you're dealing with a person, remember the things they did help you with. With God, you want to remember the victories that God has already given us, already walked through, the things that God has already done. And you want to see the hand of God in that. Why do people, when they're divorced, one of the greatest emotions that they feel is disappointment? Because in many cases, we spend the time walking toward divorce, remembering everything that our spouse didn't do, remembering everything that our spouse didn't say, remembering everything, every birthday our spouse forgot. We remember all of that. We don't remember any of the good, and we even get to the place, if we're not careful, we have a spirit of disappointment where we say, I can't remember anything good that they did. I can't remember anything that they've done right. And that is the spirit of disappointment. And so we want to make sure that we find ways to seek and hear God and remember God in our disappointment. Psalm 77, and we're going to play. We're going to pray. Psalm 77, the psalmist is wrapped up in the whole place of I'm just alone and I don't know what to do. And he says, verse 10, and I said, this is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'm going to remember when it was good. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work, the talk and talk of your deeds. Your ways, O God, is in the sanctuary. So he's I'm going to remember what God has done. I'm going to remember the right hand of God. I'm going to remember the years when I had God's blessing. I remember the years when things were working. And that's how you'll come out of disappointment. You've got to remember the things, the victories, and the open doors that God has already given you before this moment. And then you'll be able to say, he's the same God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Once you come to that place, you can begin to come out of disappointment. That God did it before. God opened my door, made a way before, and I believe he'll do it again. So let's pray that we can get to that place. Father in heaven, we bless you. We love you. We glorify you. We magnify you. There's none like you in all of the earth. And so, God, we pray today that you would open our hearts to see that we are not living in a perpetual state of disappointment, that there was a season, there were years when we had your right hand, there were years when things were going the way we had planned, that there were years when open doors were happy, there were years when we were happy. And so, Lord, we want to remember those times, and we want to say that we know that you are on our side. We want to say that we're going to remember your works. Help us to remember the great things that you have, the open doors that you have given us, the ways that you have already made, so that we will be able to say that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And because you are the same God, because you are the same God opening doors, that you'll do it again. You did it before, you'll do it again. So God, bring us out of the state, this spirit of disappointment, and help us to see your hand in a great and mighty way. In the name of Jesus, we beat back disappointment and we say, God, help us to see you so that we might remember that you have helped us. You have walked with us. In the name of Jesus, we walk in a spirit of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Do not allow the enemy to laden you with the spirit of disappointment. You turn that spirit of disappointment around by enacting the spirit of gratitude. We love you. I'll see you on Sunday, 11 o'clock at our Spring Creek location, Elton and Flatlands, inside the auditorium of the school. God bless you.